There is so much to say about St. Francis, one of my heroes, and a great intercessor for this campus. I was telling the pilgrimage group last May when we were there, I was like, man, Francis is a great intercessor for millennials. Because for a lot of his life, he just wanted to be like just kind of comfortable, just kind of cruise along with his friends. And then the Lord came and just blew all that up because he had a good heart. It just took a while for the Lord to make him recognize there was something greater for him. All right, so let's talk about Francis. People in these days tend to know him in what way? When you think of St. Francis, maybe not you so much, but just in general, when people think of St. Francis, what do they think of? Animals, right? Okay, right? Patron of creation, nature, all that stuff, all right? So animals. And then the other thing, of course, is, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, right? So what ends up happening with those two things, unless we understand them correctly, is that we turn Francis into a 13th century hippie, right? Which he was not. He was not a hippie in any way, shape, or sense of the word, right? He was not a hippie. His understanding of creation and his love for creation came from an absolute profound awareness of God as creator and of himself as a creation and of all other things as creation. Because he knew of God the Father as creator, he appreciated all of creation and knew that there was a kinship between all of creation because of God the Father, the creator. That everything was willed, everything existed for a reason because God created it. And that is not some nice hippie statement. It was a profound awareness of the metaphysical truth that God created the world. He loved it into existence. He willed it into existence. So that, all right, we'll just set that aside. Second thing, though, peace, right? So then Francis becomes this mythical figure who just goes around and is like, you know, peace be with you, peace, peace, peace. Mm-mm. 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 No. So let me tell you a story. Above the medieval town of Assisi, that still exists today, is a place where Francis prayed. It's called the Hermitage. And Francis would go up there and spend long hours in prayer, in solitude. He'd go up with some of his first friends and followers, and they would spend time in the caves that were up there. And it's a super, super beautiful place. We've been there many times on pilgrimage. But one year in particular on pilgrimage, all the pilgrimages are different. And there was one year I was really praying because we needed to have a feminine voice speak to our group. And lo and behold, at the Hermitage, Franciscan friars and then sisters staff that place. And they always switch over. It's usually about, they spend like a year there and then they transfer out to another place. It's part of their formation, right? And so we walk in. And I had called ahead and set up a tour, I guess, or a guided visit for our group. And you never know what you're going to get. So this past time, last May, we had this wonderful little Franciscan father who was just so, just, he was perfect for our group this year. But the one before, walk in and here we get this Franciscan sister who was German, named Sister Angela, and I'll never forget her. Angela, great, right? So we walk in, and I poke my head in, and of course she speaks enough English. Not enough. She spoke English. She was German, right? And so she's like, oh, I'd love to talk to your group. And I just remember seeing her, and she had these incredible eyes, blue eyes, right? That were just, the only way to describe it, they crackled with like the energy of God. It was like she had sparks in her eyes, right? It was, and not in a weird, off-putting way. It was like, whoa, what is going on there, right? And so this place was where Francis prayed. There's a huge history behind it. She gets our group, about 30 Carroll students, and she spends, I kid you not, literally 20 seconds explaining the history of the place. Francis came here, he prayed here, they built this later. I want to talk to you about the spiritual life. And I was like, yes. And I was like, we're going to get something good here. And so she is, and she's intense in a great and loving way, but she's like, I have something to say to you that matters, right? And so what she said was, when you walked in, did you see the sign? And there was a sign in Latin that says, Ubi Deus, Ibi Pax. Ubi Deus, Ibi Pax. Latin for, where there is God, there is peace. And people were like, yeah, I kind of saw that. She's like, I want to talk to you about the peace of God. And she said, it's the peace that Francis came to know. She said, the peace of God is not like any other type of peace. The peace of God is the peace that comes from after having fought and won. The peace that comes from after having fought and won. That's the peace of God. That's the peace of Francis. And that's who Francis was. He was a fighter. Absolutely, he was a fighter. Before he converted, he was a knight. He may well have killed someone on the battlefield. Francis turned that desire that was misshapen by the things of the world, and he brought it to his spiritual life, and he fought. In fact, he thought of himself as a knight in honor of Our Lady. And the first Franciscans, that's what he said. We are the knights of the Immaculate One. But they're fighting a different battle. And what's the battle that Francis fought? Well, it's the battle that you and I all have to fight. Is our life going to be about God's will? Or is our life going to be about our will? That's the battle, friends. Who wins that battle? Are we going to make our life about God, or are we going to make our life about ourselves? That's why Francis is such a good saint for your generation. As a young man, he had to square up and say, who am I going to live for? What is my life going to be about? And he fought that fight. He tried to follow his own plans, and God, in his great goodness, made him fail. Time after time after time. And then finally Francis began to realize, I cannot do my own will and be who I am called to be. I will not find peace. I will not find happiness. And so he began to make his life about God. And it didn't happen in a moment. It happened through a series of choices that he made and formation over time and difficulty and struggle, because it's a battle. You have to fight to get away from your own self. But he did, because the Lord is also fighting on our behalf. See, when he contemplated Jesus on the cross, he realized not only was that the key to life, but that Jesus was teaching him how to fight. That Jesus was fighting on the cross. He was fighting against sin and death. But at the core of all that sin and death is selfishness. And so Jesus overcomes that by a selfless act of love. And Francis realized, that is how I am called to live. This is who I am called to be. And so then he went with all his energy in that direction. And then he fought the rest of his life to share that peace that he had gained by having fought and won. He wanted to share that with everybody. And it was joyful. He was not a grim soldier, right, just trudging through. He was joyful. He rejoiced in creation. He rejoiced in the goodness of God. He rejoiced in other people. He loved to be with those who were in need. And he brought light wherever he went, because he had fought that battle and he had won. He had made his life about God. Francis, Francesco in Italian. His name literally means free one. Free one. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be free from your own little game, your own little ego, Aren't all of us called to something greater than that? Well, let's follow in the footsteps of Francis, as this opening prayer said. Because if we follow in the footsteps of Francis, we're following in the much bigger and much more important footsteps of Jesus Christ, who teaches us how to become free, who teaches us how to fight the fights that actually matter, and who teaches us how to win. And when we win those fights, we become true instruments of peace. God knows our world needs peace. But that peace will not be found unless we learn how to fight the fight that goes on in every one of our hearts. Will we live for God, or will we live for ourselves? Brothers and sisters, with St. Francis tonight, let's make the only wise choice.